Welcome back to the State Machine Hands-On Lab. This is exercise 4. And I know you're thinking, oh my God, isn't he done with this thing yet? Trust me, this part is cool. You don't want to miss it. All right, so if you're thinking, man, this diagram's getting kind of busy, and if we put a bunch of more states on here, it's going to get to be a mess. Yeah, you might have a point. So what we're going to do in this exercise is we're going to implement an interstate machine so that we can put some states in the interstate machine that won't appear on the diagram. There are a couple of scenarios we're going to do here. So first of all, after you enter a PIN, you push enter. Now we will enter the main menu, the transaction menu, which will show a withdraw and deposit. And then we'll deal with timeouts and the cancel button on the transaction menu. And we won't go any farther. We won't like make it dispense cash or anything like that. All right. So this is the last exercise. So we've got, once again, our state chart of what happens with the various things that are going to go on. And of course, we need to get back to our solution. And so we're going to start by going into the main menu state that we did earlier. So let's go into there. It's right down here. Here's our main menu state. So we enter that. All right. So what we want to do is drop a state machine into the entry actions. All right. So this is how we get an inner state machine. Now, as far as workflow is concerned in the state machine, it just says, well, there's another activity. I'm just going to invoke this activity. State machine doesn't care that that activity is another state machine. It treats it like any other activity, which is it will enter it. It will keep running it until it's done. So we'll go on into this state machine. I always like to move these around with an arrow first to get them into the right frame of mind, you know, aligned with the grid. So you can actually, if you really like, you can move these things all around and adjust them however you want, right? So I'm just going to adjust that. All right, there we go. All right, so now we want to configure this state. So we're going to name that that new state transaction menu state machine. Not that state, but our state machine. All right, transaction menu state machine, there it is. And what we're going to do is set this, the name of our new state there, to transaction menu. All right, so let's paste that in, grab that little gray box there. There we go, transaction menu. Slide it over a little bit. Okay. Now we want to drop a sequence on the entry pane of transaction menu. So let's open this. We'll drop a sequence, which is up here under control flow. Okay, and then we're going to add a couple of prompts. So we need a withdraw prompt. So let's go up here to our prompt activity. Okay, so the first one will be named prompt withdraw. In this case, we're going to put it on line 1 of our brilliant 4-line display. And it's going to have the text prompts.withdraw. All right, so let's put prompts.withdraw. And this time it has a transition. So this transition will assign the button on line 1 to the withdraw command. All right, so it will wait for that button to be pressed. And then we want another prompt. So this will be our deposit prompt. And we'll put it over here. And this will be on line 3. And it will have the text prompts.deposit. And it will wait for the deposit command. All right? So the view uses these commands on the buttons, and it will pass it back in when that is invoked. Okay, and then the exit pane, we're just going to clear the view. So let's drop that down here. Okay, and now we're going to need a final state, right? So if we come back up to here, transaction menu, and so we want to drop a final state. All right, so let's come over here to this final state. I'm just going to auto-connect it. So I just like calling it exit because that's really the effect. We're exiting the interstate machine. We're going to rename transition T1 to cancel. All right, so this is how we're going to support the cancel button. So in order to support the cancel button, we have to have an activity to trigger it, right? So let's drop our wait for transition. We're waiting for the keypad cancel command from the hardware. I'm going to name this wait for cancel. Okay, we don't need a result. So that's one of the things you can do on the transaction menus. You can hit cancel. It will drop into the final state exit, which will take us back out of the main menu and prompt you to remove your card. And now, of course, there's timeouts, right? Same process as we did before, that we need a transition to the exit state with a delay and the settings timeout and all of that. So let's just do that real quick. So we'll draw another transition. Okay, and we're going to drop a delay activity on here. We'll call this wait for timeout. We'll put in settings.timeout, because I highly recommend anytime there's timeouts involved, you pass it in as an argument, because it makes your testing so much better. So, and let's set the name of this transition to timeout. All right, so this just says there's two ways to get out of our transaction menu. One is hitting the cancel button, the other is hitting timeout. Okay, cool. Now we need a withdraw state, drop another state. This is if you press the withdraw button, you're going to enter the withdraw state. Let's call this withdraw. All right, let's set the name of this to button one. So if you push button one, which is the button on the first line, you'll enter the withdraw state. And we're going to need a transition in there. Okay, and so we're in the button one transition, so we're going to have a wait for transition. The transition is the withdraw command, right? So when we receive the withdraw command, we're going to call this wait for button one. And now we have almost exactly the same thing with the deposit command. Alright, so we'll just do that real quick. Here it is. Just going to auto-connect it on this side. We'll call this deposit. And we'll call this button 3. Okay, and now we're on button 3. We're going to drop another wait for transition. And this will be the deposit command. And we'll say wait for button 3. Alright, now there's just one last thing we have to do. You see that our state machine is not in a valid state because we have to have transitions from deposit and withdraw. Since they're not final states, they have to have a transition out of them. So we'll just draw a transition out of here, and we're going to name this null, just so you can see on the diagram it's a null transition. And we'll drag out of here, and we'll set this one also to null. So now our diagram's in a nice and valid state, and we can see how we're responding to the transaction menu. Now, if we were going to implement this further, we would go in the withdraw state and do whatever it is you do when you withdraw. Like maybe we would drop another state machine in there to handle the withdraw. Could be. That's the end of where we end up, and so you would have something looking like that. So now let's build it, and then we'll do our verifications. Okay, so it built great. Let's run all of our tests. Cool, they're all passing. So if we power on, we put in a valid card, we enter a PIN. Now we're in the transaction menu. You notice we can cancel here. So I hit cancel, great, remove the card, power off. All right, so if I power on, valid card, enter a PIN, click withdraw. So we dropped all the way back out because we haven't implemented withdraw. But you get the point, kind of works like that. So we remove the card, power off. And of course there's timeouts and deposit and all that. You can test those out on your own. I hope that you've enjoyed learning about State Machine with this hands-on lab. There's a lot of code here. I know there's a lot of code here. Don't let this other code scare you too much. A lot of this stuff will be familiar to people who have been working with workflow. If you want to study how I implemented the model view, view model pattern, and the unit test, take a look at this. It's a good example of how you can do that sort of thing. And, of course, we didn't touch on how you do workflow services with State Machine, but we'll have something for you on that coming up real soon. Thanks for watching. For Endpoint TV, I'm your host, Ron Jacobs.